December 29th at 10:30. We will also have a service for Carl Warnock, who passed this week. Prayers of sympathy to his family. That service will be held here at Birmingham First on Wednesday, December 28th at 11. We also pray for the family of Tom Greason, for his wife Pam, son Todd, and sister Linda, and his cousin Kathy Crosby on his passing this week. We also are excited this morning. We have a baptism for Ethan, and so we'll get to celebrate that together, and we're thankful for that occasion. All that is important, but we come today for worship. And so as we enter into worship this morning, as we sing together, Joy to the World, we think about the good news of Christ coming as an Emmanuel, as God with us, to be with us in worship this morning. So let us ready our hearts and minds for the worship of God.
Let's stand together and join in our opening song, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Up on the screen. Almighty God, by the birth of your holy child, you gave us the great light to dawn in the darkness.
Grant that in his light we may see light.
Bestow upon us the most excellent Christmas gift of love to all people, so that the likeness of your Son may be formed in us.
And that we may have the ever brightening.
Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. sweet air. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Go ahead and have a seat. A reading from Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering, and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you our thanks and praise that the light of your love came into the world in the person of your Son, Jesus. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Through your Son, you created everything that is seen and unseen. Through your Son, you gave us life, and through your Son, you gave eternal life to all. This is good news. Indeed, this is good news of great joy, the best news of all. For those of us who have grown so familiar with this news that it begins to sound like old news, God stir within our hearts a renewed sense of wonder. Astonish us with the gift of your love. Kindle hearts that have grown cold. Help us to feel within our innermost being these good tidings of great joy, that unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Enable us to share this news with others through word and deed, that the whole world may experience this good news for themselves and truly be transformed by it. We pray this in the name of the one whose coming we celebrate and who taught us to pray in this way, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
When the shepherds heard the good news, well, the angels brought, they responded by going to see God's great gift of Jesus and by glorifying and praising God. Well, in the same way, we respond to the amazing things God is doing when we bring our gifts. We praise God and give God glory. So I invite the ushers now to come forward and for us to give our offering this day.
Let's pray. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We celebrate with profound joy the birth of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We gratefully offer these gifts, knowing that you have already given us the greatest gift we will ever receive. We pray in the name of the one who is that gift, the babe born in Bethlehem. Amen.
As we celebrate the joy of this day, I would invite you to stand and greet your neighbors and pass the peace of Christ on this Christmas morning.
Okay,
happiest Christmas tree. Oh, ho, ho, hee, hee, hee. Someone came and they found me and took me home with them. Oh, I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee. Look how pretty they dress.
I want to invite you forward. We have the joy and blessing of having a baptism this morning, Christmas morning. So I want to invite the Behor family to come forward. And we have our godparents and grandparents with us as well. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. So this morning we present Ethan Alexander Behor for baptism. That's you. He just turned 1 3 days ago?
Yeah.
3 days ago. So he's wise now. He's got lots. This morning, there's a few questions that I will ask you guys to answer on Ethan's behalf. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God has given you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? So say, I do.
I do.
And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole truth in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, with which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? So say, I do.
I do.
Will you nurture Ethan in Christ's holy church, that by teaching and example he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly and to lead a Christian life. If so, say, I will.
I will.
Well, that's good news.
Well, eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across those dark waters and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water, and after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. And when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. And in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Holy Spirit. And he called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. And Ethan is saying, get on with it,
yeah, for
sure. So.
Come around.
Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water in those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, Ethan may share in his final victory. So all praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. So what name do we give this child?
Ethan Alexander Bates.
That wasn't a test. And now I invite us to lay hands. I'm going to come down here, and the family is going to gather around, and then we invite the congregation to stand and to extend a hand to give this wonderful child a blessing. Would you like to say something? I'm going to give this up now for a minute, okay?
The Holy Spirit work within you, Ethan, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You really are participating in this.
That's good.
Well, folks, while you're standing, let me introduce to you Ethan
Members of the household of God, I commend Ethan to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. I want to ask that you would respond. With God's help, we will so order our lives that we are the things of Christ, that this child, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Amen. Good job, Ethan.
You may have not noticed, but he even has a little leather on his elbows. He is trending.
Yeah. So, this is for you. And there's us.
Down at Christmas, love, oh, love me, love, divine love, was born at Christmas, star and angels gave the sign. Worship we a Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but where with your sacred sign. Shall be our token. Love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and neighbor. Love for thee and given down at Christmas, love, oh, lovely, love divine, love was born at Christmas, star and angel.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Hear now these words. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with a child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This is the word of God for all of God's creation. Thanks be to God. If you would bow your heads and pray with me. Eternal God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then one day, she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant, so she told me to play an 8-note scale. So I did. I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did. Again, I said, "How is that good news?" And she said, "I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses." "The pauses?" She said, "The pauses. Add them on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note." Now, I was frustrated and said, "How can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world?" Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. And that's when I realized the good news she was talking about.
How do you encounter the good news of Christ on Christmas Day? Maybe it is joy, like the young man learned from his mother only ages after the lesson was taught. Maybe it is with the awe of a child staring into the shimmering lights, or the beauty of baptism, like we recall every time we share those words of communal connection. Maybe some of you already this morning have spent some time in awe. Maybe you got to open your stockings. Yeah? To see what Santa brought. You know, Santa knows how to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and that's by giving to others. Santa helps boys and girls across the world to have joy on Christmas. And there are not many ways that are better to celebrate joy than by giving to others and showing love for your family. Gifts are just one way to do so. Maybe on this day, like Mary and Joseph, it was hard to see the full picture of what Christ would become, how Christ would live in solidarity with creation. Maybe you are here because you are still seeking God. Hopefully, we are all still seeking God. But maybe you are here to hear the story again in hopes of it resonating in a way that brings you wholeness. God does that in a mysterious way sometimes. Maybe you, like Mary and Joseph, are struggling in a world of chaos, not knowing where to go, sensing the hurt and the pain of the world around you. If you feel like this is the hardest time in our world to live, not to say that your feelings aren't justified, but just know that there have been other hard times, like maybe the time when Christ was born and just the threat of his birth was so scary that there were some that were seeking his life. They sought the life of Christ even as a baby. All that to say, if you are feeling hurt in this season, confused by the world around you, you are not alone. This is the word that Christ brings to us, and this is the world that Christ has come to save. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, is that he is here, even in a world where we fail to see him. Even when joy to the world is only at our fingertips and we don't yet know how to play it, joy is still here. You know, no matter how we encounter the Christ child on this Christmas day, Christ is here. Emmanuel, God with us. There is something decidedly revelatory about the birth of Christ. Maybe you are like Mary and Joseph on a journey, encountering strange and magnificent things, meeting characters that you wouldn't normally connect with. It's a sign of the glory that Christ will bring. When I think about Christmas, I can't help but to think of a story that was shared by my father-in-law with me, a story that was actually written in Reader's Digest many years ago by a pastor recounting his preparations for Christmas. He wrote about his old church that once long ago had flourished, and famous men and women had preached at its pulpit and prayed before its altar. Rich and poor alike had worshiped there, and they had built the church beautifully. But the good old days had passed on, and they were in a section of town that had depreciated over time. But this pastor and his wife went to this church, and they decided they were going to do something with it. They felt that with paint and a hammer and faith, they could get it in shape, and they went to work. However, not long after they had been there, late in December, a severe storm whipped through, and the worst blow fell on the little church, and a huge chunk of rain-soaked plaster fell out of the wall just behind the altar. Sorrowfully, the pastor and his wife swept away the mess, but they couldn't fix the hole that was left in the wall in front of the altar. The pastor looked at his wife and reminded himself quickly, "Thy will be done, God." But his wife said, "Christmas is only 2 days away." That afternoon, the couple attended an auction to benefit the youth group, and the auctioneer opened a box and shook out of its folds a handsome gold and ivory lace tablecloth. It was a magnificent item, nearly 15 feet long, but it too dated from a long and vanished era. Who today had any use for such a thing? And so as it came up for bid, there were a few bids, but the pastor seized the opportunity and he bid $6.15 for this 15-foot gold and lace tablecloth. And he carried the cloth back to the church and he tacked it up on the wall behind the altar, and it completely hid the hole. And the extraordinary beauty of the shimmering handwork cast a fine holiday glow over the chancel, and it was a great triumph, and the pastor was pleased. But just before noon on that Christmas Eve, as the pastor was opening the church, he noticed a woman standing in the cold at the bus stop. And he said, "The bus won't be here for 40 minutes, so please come inside and be warm." She had told him that she had just gone for an interview to be a nanny at one of the wealthy families in the area, but had been turned down. She was a war refugee, and her English was too imperfect to be hired. The woman sat down in a pew and rubbed her hands and rested, and after a while, she dropped her head and prayed. And she looked up as the pastor began to adjust the great gold and ivory cloth across the hole. And she rose suddenly and walked up to the steps of the chancel, and she looked at the tablecloth, and the pastor smiled. And she took up a fold of the cloth and rubbed it in her fingers and said, "This is mine. It is my banquet cloth." And she lifted up the corner and showed the surprise that her initials were on the corner of the tapestry. She said, "My husband had the cloth made especially for me in Brussels, and there could not be another one like it." And for the next few minutes, the women and the pastor talked excitedly together, and she explained that she was Viennese, and just before the beginning of World War II, she and her husband had opposed the Nazi and quickly left the country, and they were advised to go separately. And her husband put her on a train for Switzerland. They planned that he would join her as soon as he could arrange a ship to ship all of their household goods across the border. But she had never seen him again after that time. Later, she had heard that he had died in a concentration camp. She said to the pastor, "I have always felt that this was my fault, that I left without him." And she said, "Perhaps these years of wandering have been my punishment." And the pastor tried to comfort her and urged her to take the linen, even though that's what was covering the hole. But she refused, and she went away. As the church began to fill on Christmas Eve, it was clear that the cloth was going to be a great success, and it had been skillfully designed to look the best by candlelight. And after the service, the pastor stood in the doorway, and many people told him how beautiful the church looked and how perfect the linen was. Until one gentle-faced, middle-aged man came up to him. He was a local clock and watch repairman, and he looked rather puzzled. He said, "It is so strange. Many years ago, my wife, God rest her, and I owned such a cloth. In our home in Vienna, my wife put it on the table." And here he smiled. "We only put it on the table when the bishop came to dinner." The pastor became so excited, and he told the clockmaker about the woman who had been in the church earlier that day, and the startled man clutched the pastor's arms. "Can it be?" Together, the two got in touch with the family who had interviewed her, and then in the pastor's care, they started for the city, and on Christmas Day was born the Christ child, and this man and his wife, who were separated through so many sad and lonely holiday seasons, they were reunited. To all who hear the story, the joyful purpose of that storm to knock a hole in the wall of the church becomes clear. You may say it was a miracle, but it was definitely the season for a miracle. I've looked and looked to find if that story was true, because it's a beautiful story. And essentially everywhere I read, it says this was a pastor's story that he wrote about Christmas, but that pastor has now passed away. So we'll never know, but it doesn't matter. There's beauty in the story. Sometimes we can't fully know what Christ will do in our lives, but on Christmas Day, I ask you to open yourselves to the opportunity that Christ is working in your life. Christ is with you in your joy. Christ is with you in your sorrow. God moves in the child he has brought to life on this day. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. There are so many ways that Christ works in the world. Some have happened. Some are happening. Many more will be unfurled. But the question we ask on this blessed Christmas morn is, where will we find Christ even after Christ is born? But we find him in a memory of the good news of Christ, something taught to us long before, now coming to light, or in the reminder of love, of connections renewed in the light of a child, something found or brand new. God comes to earth in the form of a Savior, tiny and mild. He comes without favor, but claims us all through love, hope, peace, and joy, and is a great gift, greater than any toy. But the gift of grace that is brought on this day is eternal good news that Christ is here to stay. So ring out with joy as the scale you would play. Joy to the world. Christ has come to us this day. If you would bow your heads and pray with me. Eternal God, we're so gracious to be in worship here this morning together as we think about the joy and love and peace and hope that you bring to this world. Help us to understand that this is not something that happens on one day only, but that you are present here with us in our lives eternally. God, help us on this Christmas day to see you in everything we do, to encounter you in the joy of being with family, and also, God, to encounter you even in our sorrow, knowing that you are with us through it all. God, help us to name you and claim you on this beautiful Christmas day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Let us stand and join in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Go forth from this place, carrying the confidence of Christ. With the joy of this day, carry the light with you to share it with all that you encounter. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. the heaven angels sing, glory to the newborn King. He's on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn, born King.
Joy to Merry Christmas. The world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, let men their songs employ.
While field and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time.